This is Gabriel Wrench with your Cross-Politic Daily News Brief for Monday, February 24th, 2020. I hope you had a great weekend. Twitter suspends 70 Bloomberg boosting accounts posting identical messages of support. Twitter is reportedly, this is according to Fox News, suspending 70 accounts, some of which are backed by Michael Bloomberg's campaign and have posted identical messages in support of the Democratic's presidential bid, calling the content platform manipulation. So some sort of platform manipulation is how they're justifying these suspensions. The Los Angeles Times examined the accounts and alerted Twitter, who on Friday determined the post violated company policy and said they would begin suspending the profiles. A portion of accounts are operated by Bloomberg campaign workers called deputy field organizers, who pump out pro-Bloomberg content across social media networks, including Twitter, for $2,500 per month. So people are getting paid to retweet or tweet pro-Bloomberg content on Twitter. $2,500 a month. Great job right there, huh? Twitter told The Times, "We have taken enforcement action on a group of accounts for violating our rules against platform manipulation and spam." I want to point out here that the problem here is not that Twitter wants to run their business the way they want to. They have every right to do that. The issue is the arbitrary application of their standards and also a gnats and camels problem here. So they're going to suspend these Twitter accounts because they're retweeting, intentionally retweeting or promoting, you know, Mayor Bloomberg or whatever. But, you know, at the same time, why not cancel Planned Parenthood's accounts or the latest dictator of Venezuela's account, right? Over the course of the year, I think Christians should really start praying that some Christian entrepreneur can come along and jump in the social media game. Whoever this is will need a 10-year, you know, go-to-market strategy. It's going to be a long game, a lot of money, but we really do need to raise up, you know, Davids who know how to fight and beat Goliaths like this. The social media companies are run by rabid liberals who have all sorts of twisted, confused standards in all this, and it's having a huge impact on how Christians are able to operate and function in the space. Right now, since November, I've already said this before, but since November, I have been banned from Facebook from sharing anybody's post or commenting in groups like my own Fight, Laugh, Feast group that I created. I can't even comment in my own Fight, Laugh, Feast group. Now, as of today, in about 5 hours, that suspension will be lifted. But basically, I was banned from November to February 22nd from posting or sharing content on Facebook. And I have no idea why. I've been using Facebook the same way since I started CrossPolitik 3.5 years ago. But for whatever reason, I'm banned on that. And would love to see some Christians come in and start taking over that space. Wells Fargo agrees to a $3 billion settlement over fake accounts. The U.S. Department of Justice and Wells Fargo have agreed to $3 billion settlement that includes the bank admitting to opening millions of fake accounts. A criminal investigation into the company's actions found that from 2002 to 2016, Wells Fargo pressured employees to meet unrealistic sales goals, which led to millions of accounts being created by thousands of employees without consent from customers. This is reported by the DOJ official. Wells Fargo, as part of a 3-year deferred prosecution agreement, will admit that among other illegal practices, employees created false records and forged customer signatures to open unauthorized checking and savings accounts, in some cases altering customers' personal information so that they wouldn't be notified of changes to their accounts. Wow. The $3 billion settlement includes a $500 million civil penalty that will be distributed to investors by Securities and Exchange Commission. Everything I read on this was really odd. So what happened was Wells Fargo had incentivized their basically sales reps, their employees, to have – they had high standards. They had to open up, you know, X amount of accounts a quarter or whatever the situation was with their goals. And what ended up happening was a lot of employees just started creating accounts for customers, and the customers didn't even know about it. So if you had a checking account with Wells Fargo, well, the customer or the Wells Fargo representative would go in, you know, on Tuesday and without your notification, without your authorization, would open up a savings account for you. And so they were able to, you know, have more accounts as a result of being able to track and quantify more accounts as a result of what the Wells Fargo representatives were doing to hit their numbers. But what I don't, when I read all this, I couldn't quite figure out, where is this money going to? $3 billion, $500 million going to investors? You know, who? If people were harmed in this, if my account, if my information was messed up or harmed in this, then restitution should be paid to me. I'm a Wells Fargo banker. I have an account with Wells Fargo. Crosspolitik has an account with Wells Fargo. If there was damages that occur, it should go to us, not to the Security and Exchange Commission, not to investors. I mean, it's just mind-boggling that this you know, finding that this resulted in money going back to investors. It's crazy. Anyways, Russia attempting to help Bernie Sanders' campaign. Russia back in the news, believe it or not. According to Washington Post, U.S. officials have told Bernie Sanders that Russia is attempting to help his presidential campaign as part of an effort to interfere with the Democratic contest, according to people familiar with the matter, whoever those people are. When Sanders was asked about this, he said, quote, "Unlike Donald Trump, I do not consider Vladimir Putin a good friend. He's an autocratic thug who is attempting to destroy democracy and crush dissent in Russia. Let's be clear, the Russians want to undermine American democracy by dividing us up, and unlike the current president, I stand firmly against their efforts and any other foreign power that wants to interfere in our election." He goes on to say, "I don't care, frankly, who Putin wants to be president. My message to Putin is clear. Stay out of American elections, and as a president, I will make sure that you do." A couple things here to note first. One is, actually, you remember the Russia, supposed Russian election interference in 2015, 2016 happened under Obama's administration. So it's a Democratic, largely been a huge Democratic problem. But also note that Sanders has spoken favorably of USSR before Russia was, you know, before USSR was Russia. He spoke out favorably for Ortega of Nicaragua, Hugo Chavez of Venezuela in 2011, Fidel Castro in Cuba, and more. So while Breadline Bernie may not personally like Putin, he has been very sympathetic to Russia, USSR, been very sympathetic to the socialist way of politics, which is what Vladimir Putin is all about. He is a socialist. They have a socialistic economy, and there's no difference there. So there might be some personal dislike there, but Breadline Bernie wants the same political structure. Secondly, the Russia narrative in 2016 was all caught up in Hillary Clinton's campaign. Don't forget this. Don't ever forget this. Who hired Hillary Clinton's campaign and the Democratic Party, hired Fusion GPS and a private foreign investigator, Christopher Steele. He was a former British intelligence operative. It's just crazy, to create dossier files on Trump and his campaign. These files were used to mislead the DOJ and the FISA courts, the, you know, the foreign intelligence surveillance courts, to be able to further open up an official investigation on Trump's campaign. So this whole narrative is just crazy. Lastly, the Russians are supposedly helping Sanders because the Russians want Trump reelected. So that's supposedly what's going on. If Breadline Bernie is a front runner, he's probably the least likely to beat Trump. I guess that's the argument. And you can't really make this stuff up, how this is shaken out. Bernie, who is an avowed socialist, is getting help from a socialist country, and that country wants Trump reelected. I don't have a substantial point to make here. Just kind of pointing it out because it kind of makes me laugh a little bit. California Governor Newsom tweets out some pretty incredible things here. This is on February 21st, so, you know, a couple days back before the weekend. Governor Gavin Newsom tweets out, "Doctors should be able to write prescriptions for housing the same way they do for insulin or antibiotics." And then he follows up the tweet with, "We need to start targeting social detriments of health. We need to start treating brain health like we do physical health. What's more fundamental to a person's well-being than a roof over their head?" California has a huge homeless problem, and now Newsom wants to solve that problem by prescribing housing. The reason why ignorance like this exists among our political leaders is because our society has a slave mentality. You know, don't worry, Master Newsom's going to take care of you, right? We have been nurturing this mentality for decades, that we don't even recognize that this mentality is in us when we see these kind of tweets. It just kind of glosses over our eyes. Politicians get away with saying all sorts of ignorant things and even offering up blatant lies in the public square. But the bigger problem is we have no prophets calling out politicians, nor do we have pastors discipling their congregations on how to apply the Bible to politics. God's word applies to every area of our lives, and we have sadly lost this idea in the church. We really do hope Cross Politic helps you and your churches recover the lordship of Christ in the pews, in your families, and in the public square. It's obvious that our pews is where reformation and revival is most greatly needed. So let's start here. Begin by showing our country what repentance looks like in the pews. This is Gabriel Wrench with Cross Politic News. You can find this show and all others on the Fight Laugh Feast Network at crosspolitic.com or fightlaughfeast.com or on our brand new app. Download it. Go to your favorite app store, type in Fight Laugh Feast and download it. Support Rowdy Christian Media and join our club at fightlaughfeast.com and get access to classes on parenting, Christians, and business. We just dropped Gary DeMar's God and Government in our portal. People are eating that up. It's been a great series already, and it's only been like 2 or 3 days in our portal. Pastor Wilson, content from James White, content from David French, all that's coming. We also hope to meet you at our first annual Fight Laugh Feast Conference in Nashville, Tennessee, October 1st through the 3rd. Go to fightlaughfeast.com. Seating is limited. Register now. Lord bless.